All right, some amazing words of inspiration from Holy Brother. Among the bereft who gathered wordlessly near the Karlbach Synagogue the night before Rav Shlomo's funeral to mourn quietly together was a contingent of homeless men and women whom he had befriended over the years. As congregant after congregant arose inside the shul to deliver a moving tribute or share a poignant memory, members of the homeless delegation near my were also stirred to honor Rav Shlomo with eulogies of their own. "I was on Rabbi Karlbach's payroll," one man proclaimed. "Every Thursday night, I came to Rabbi Karlbach's home for a weekend stipend. The amount always varied because he gave the money in a very unusual way. He would close his eyes, dig deep into his pockets, and with his eyes still closed, hand me everything he had found. He blessed me, and then I left. His eyes were still closed because he didn't want to know how much he had given me. Sometimes there wasn't much, only a couple of singles. Sometimes there were a few fives, a couple of tens, but sometimes there were hundreds." Another man murmured that he too was on Shlomo's payroll. "Actually, we had cut a deal. Rabbi tried hard to get me clean. He promised me that every week that I would stay off drugs and booze, he would totally support me. And he kept his word. Nobody ever cared that much about me. It wasn't his money that kept me going," a third added. "It was his music. Every so often, he would show up on Broadway with his guitar, sit down with us on the benches, or even on the grass, and start playing his songs for us. He gave me back a feeling I hadn't had for a long time. He made me feel like a man." A fourth man recalled Shlomo's frequent visits to the makeshift homes, i.e. the cardboard boxes, of the street people in Riverside Park. He always came to check up on us, see how we were doing, kid around with us, give us some money. He made us feel that someone out there really cared about us. It didn't matter whether we were Jewish or not. He was our rabbi. Wow. During the first days after Shlomo Karlbach's death, clusters of homeless people from Broadway and Riverside Park congregated in front of his synagogue, weeping. Members of the shul, crying inside, were astonished at the depth of feeling the street people had for Shlomo, wanted to assure them that they would not be forgotten. One day, a man was dispatched by the chevra to deliver an announcement to the throng outside, but unfortunately, perhaps because he felt awkward and was rushed, or perhaps because he wasn't so articulate to begin with, his rendition of the message proved rather inelegant. "Don't worry," he said hurriedly to the people. You don't have to cry. We'll give you money." "Is that what you think?" One woman in tatters pulled herself up indignantly. "That we're crying because of the money?" "We're not crying because of the money we're no longer going to get from the rabbi," yelled the ragged man. "We're crying because now that Shlomo Karlbach is done, who's going to come to us at 2 a.m. and sing to us and tell us stories and hold our hands?" Wow. Wow. Unbelievable stories. Unbelievable. Is there anyone in the world that's like that today? Not just Jews. Is there anyone in the world? What I'm taking from this story is how much love we have in our hearts, how much everyone in the world, Jewish or not Jewish, is longing for that love. How Rav Shlomo, a survivor of the Holocaust, was able to take that love and bring it to people, and how much they accepted it and yearned for it. And bless us. Open up our hearts to really, really give people love, not just money. People aren't searching for money, but open up our hearts and give people love, give people music. And I hope that I derive inspiration from this story to at least, you know, love the Jews of Yerushalayim, the beggars in the streets, take out my guitar and sing with them a little bit. Please God, bli neder, out of kavod for Shlomo. I hope you come with me. Gavalt, gavalt. Have a beautiful day.